Rick Dreyfuss. He is an adjunct scholar for the the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Rick, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
Where do you teach at?
Well, I'm actually a retired consultant, and I'm in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Ah, good part of town. Weather good there this morning?
Yes, we're in store for a pretty balmy day, though.
Well, you are all over the news in the state of Michigan, and a couple of pieces of reports that you have put out have much interest to us here in Michigan. First of all, Michigan's 401k plan saved the state more than $4 billion, and the state put the workers on that plan. Talk about that 14-year-old reform.
Well, this was landmark legislation that took place in 1997 under Governor John Engler at that time, putting new hires, state employees, into a 401k plan. And what I did is tried to say, well, what would have happened had we left them in the original plan? And looking at actuarial reports over the last 14 years, my conclusion is this would have cost taxpayers a lot more money, to the tune of about $176 million over 14 years. But more important is when the assets in these pension plans fails to achieve the assumed 8%, you get these massive deficits. And my conclusion is that you would be more underfunded than you are currently right now, because right now you're about $4 billion behind where you should be. And had you added these new people to the plan, it would have made that another $4 billion to the worse.
Rick, who was the author behind this? Who was responsible for this foresight?
Well, I think it was the governor then, and obviously with the help of your legislative body. It was really landmark legislation, but I don't know all the particulars beyond that.
Well, as Governor Snyder looks to find ways to save more money here in the state, reforms like this, as you know, have been popping up when it comes to insurance, when it comes to retirement plans. So I'm sure that the powers that be in the administration are going to take a look at this and really see that having some foresight can save you money not only now, but more importantly in the future.
Well, I would agree. And it's particularly important because your larger plan in the state for public school employees has an unfunded liability of about $18 billion. And that's a huge burden that's going to be on the next generation of taxpayers.
Do you anticipate that we will see more savings like this coming up in legislation in the next few years?
Well, I do, and it's not unique to Michigan, but these are deficits that I'm seeing all over the United States. But I do see this and the related issue of retiree health care, which has also unfunded deficits that are in the neighborhood of $17 to $18 billion as well.
And we almost went into that blind when we say, okay, we're going to give you this for the rest of your life, and not looking down the road wondering how are we going to pay for this, how much is this going to cost.
Well, that's a lot of money is the answer, and what you're going to find is that policymakers really don't want to step up to this problem and better fund these plans, because if you go back over the last 10 to 15 years, the state has not made the required contributions into the plan, which has made the situation even worse, even though the primary source is the lack of proper returns versus the 8% that was assumed to be achieved every year. So politicians are going to try to deal with this as part of their fiscal responsibilities, but it's hard because people don't have an appetite for higher taxes. And when you look at the alternative, cutting other programs, people can be very outspoken on that issue as well.
Rick, what gave you the idea to do this study, and what was the most surprising?
Well, the idea was you have a wonderful case study in Michigan, because very few public entities have done this. And I think what was most surprising to me is just the size of the deficits, because there were no deficits back in 1997, and the horizon was everything would be fine. We'd earn 8% a year. Then, obviously, in the aftermath of 9/11, and look at where we are now with federal deficits and state deficits. I think what's surprising to me is just the cumulative effect that this is going to have on the next generation when coupled with the problems at the federal level with Social Security and Medicare.
I saw in another report that you were involved with that private sector pension plans use an assumed rate of return closer to 6%.
That's right.
And even that can prove too high at times.
That's right. And part of my message here is I think the state needs to reassess the assumptions that they're using. The private sector is assuming that their diversified portfolios will earn somewhere in the neighborhood of 6%. It's based on an index. And it's hard to fathom how the public sector feels those same assets are going to earn 8%. I don't know many people in their 401k or personal portfolios that think they're going to earn more than 6% over the next 20 to 30 years. And this inability to properly reflect the liabilities, basically what I'm saying is that they're understated.
Richard Dreyfuss is on the other line, on the other end of our line. He's been kind enough to come on the program with us. He's an adjunct scholar for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And Richard, where is this report available in case anyone wants to check it out?
Well, they can go to the Mackinac Center's website, Mackinac, MACKINAC.org, and it'll be right there.
Rick, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you again soon.
Have a good day.